The first thing you need to know about protein is that the standard recommendations for daily consumption are a joke. Right now, the U.S. recommended dietary allowance, the RDA, for protein is 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. This may reflect how much protein we need to stay alive, but it's a far cry from what we need to thrive. There is ample evidence showing that we require more than this, and that consuming less leads to worse outcomes. More than one study has found that elderly people consuming the RDA of protein, 0.8 grams per kilogram per day, end up losing muscle mass, even in as short a period as 2 weeks. It's simply not enough. On a related note, some of you may have the impression that low-protein diets are helpful for longevity purposes. Certainly, a number of mouse studies have suggested that restricting protein can improve mouse lifespan. I'm not convinced, however, that these results are applicable to humans. Mice and human beings respond very differently to low protein, and numerous studies suggest that low protein in elderly humans leads to low muscle mass, yielding greater mortality and worse quality of life. I am more persuaded by this human data than I am by studies in mice who are simply not the same as us. How much protein do we actually need? It varies based on age, sex, and activity levels. In my patients, I typically set 1.6 grams per kilogram per day as the minimum, which is twice the RDA. The ideal amount can vary from person to person, but the data suggest that for active people with normal kidney function, 1 gram per pound of body weight per day, or 2.2 grams per kilogram per day, is a good place to start. Nearly